podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Demonstrating that the impossible is possible and impossible is freaking awesome. Fear for your life. No man can withstand them. The twits of techno, the jukes of Zebius, Celso Goyen, and Leo Laporte.
That is scary.
And then it goes to the desktop and you see that. Wait a minute. This whole thing was a...
Now, let's say who this is. Sal Segoyan, of course, is a product manager at Apple Computer for Apple Script and Automator. This was Apple Script and Keynote working together.
Yes.
Very cool.
Actually, that's exactly what it was. It's an Apple Script application that interacts with Keynote so that it can read the notes, do the advances...
So that... Wait. That voice was a computer voice?
Yes.
All was missing was Sunday, as they fly around the 15-mile dirt oval. Wow, that was a good voice.
It's a voice from Kepstrel, okay. Kepstrel.com, and it's called Kepstrel Shouty.
Yes.
And it's basically that same guy who does all the obnoxious commercials.
He's out of work now.
Yeah.
So show us how this works, because this could be used for a lot of self-running presentations, for practicing, for a lot of uses.
Oh, there's a lot of uses, and it's really just based on some simple technology, as most good things are.
I use Keynote. I'm a big Keynote fan. If for no other reason, although there are many reasons, but it doesn't look like PowerPoint. And I think a lot of people, if they see a PowerPoint slide, run from the room as fast as they can. Keynote, they always go, oh, wow, that's beautiful. How did you do that? So we're going to start with Apple Script. This
Apple
is your script editor.
Yep, this is the script editor, and I just had a script open here.
Hello, Leo. Oh,
hello,
I'm
Leo.
Guessing that's the one.
And this is the one. So this is all based upon this simple command in Apple Script called say.
Okay.
And in the script editor, you just type the word say and follow it with whatever it is that you want the script to say. So this is going to say,
hello, Leo.
Oh, let me get my headphones on. So this is Vicky, which is a built-in OS X voice.
Right.
How do you choose the voice?
Well, I'm going to show you that in just a second.
Okay.
So let's try that again. Okay.
Hello, Leo. My name is
Got
Vicky.
It.
And it's great to be on MacBreak.
Now, you can use other voices. I'm going to say Diane. By just adding the word using. And then the name...
Now, Kepstrel, as you mentioned, is something you download from Kepstrel.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
This is not the standard OS.
This is not
voice.
The standard OS, but listen to the difference here in the quality of the voice.
Hello, Leo.
Wow.
My name is Diane, and it's great to be on MacBreak.
That's significantly different.
Yes.
Now, I know Leopard is going to have much better voices. That's part of the feature of Leopard. But until then, if you're still using Tiger or even Panther, an older version of OS X, you can get these better voices. Are they free?
No, they're not free, but they're not very expensive.
Okay.
And they come in multiple languages and multiple styles.
Great.
And so combining this technology of the say command... With... the ability to use the new scriptable Keynote.
So Keynote now in version 3 has become much more scriptable than before?
Yes. And for example, here I'll open up the application called the Self-Presenting Presentation. And this is an application that you use to create these kind of self-presenting presentations.
So the key here is you always have had this in Keynote Notes.
Yes.
Where you put the speaker notes, and I use those, but I read them.
Right.
So you can get the script to read them.
Yeah. So what happens is the script reads the notes. Here, I'll just let it tell you. I'm going to run this from like
I'll
slide 5 here. Okay. So there's a little test script here, and we'll run it from slide 5. And
You can even tell it when to run it.
Yeah.
And you can tell it what voice you're going to use, what speed.
And here we go.
And we're going to start at slide 5.
Frogs come in incredible variety of designs and shapes.
Well, that sounds like an Apple built-in, not
that's
Diane.
The,
and to the strange, frogs expand the diversity of our world.
So that's just a simple slide with the reading.
To
now,
create a slide that incorporates builds and reviews, you have special passages.
Now, see, this is cool because a teacher could use this, as you have, really, to teach people how to do this.
So it shows you.
As the notes are read by the script, it will execute the build advances at the indicated point in the text.
Oh, neat.
For example.
Now, let's see the same slide, but now done with builds.
Frogs come in an incredible variety of designs and shapes.
From advance.
The familiar, to the comical, to
advance.
The colorful,
got it.
And to the strange. Frogs expand the diversity of our world.
What an incredibly flexible way to put together presentations.
Oh, yeah.
It's really neat.
It just has unlimited uses that you can do with this kind of technology.
Now, I see in this note, SLNC500.
Uh-huh.
That must be a command to the script?
Yes. There's two tags that the script uses. One is the advanced tag, which is ADV, and there's two versions. With the asterisk, if you don't want it to wait for the build to complete, or ADV, if you want it to wait for the build to complete. And then there's an SLNC, meaning silence. And so you can insert silence.
That's a pause.
Yes. You can insert pauses in there. And just with that, the script reads the notes as it's presenting the slideshow with the particular voices that you design.
Is this in the dictionary for Keynote, or is this something Apple Script does, or is this something additional?
It's actually in the dictionary in Keynote. There is a notes property for each slide. So what the script does is go, give me that notes for this slide. Are there any tags? Oh, yes, there are.
And it parses those.
And then it parses. It says, say this, do this, say this, do this, say this, advance that.
That's a very nice feature to write in. I mean, when an application really gets scriptable to that degree, you get such capabilities. It's really remarkable.
Yeah, this is Keynote 3, and they really added it in there. So let's check out, here's an example for an educational scenario.
Okay.
Now, we've already figured out that you can use this to develop your own and test your own presentations.
Right.
And you could probably use it to give to your sales force as an example of what they're going to do with the presentation themselves.
And you could record your voice and put it in the presentation.
Yeah.
But it gets pretty fat.
And it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So let's listen to, here's
and
an
Vicky
example.
Diane may be better. Here's the Gettysburg Address.
Yeah.
Do you have a Lincoln voice?
I do.
Oh.
There's the man himself.
Four score and 7 years.
That doesn't sound like Lincoln.
Oops, that's not him.
So we have to change our settings.
I have to change
settings.
It. That's right. I have it set for that. Okay. Let's set it for instead of
that was the default system voice.
We're going to use.
So again, we're going to use these Kepstral voices.
Yeah, it just shows you how you can change it.
CEPSTRAL.com for this. This is going to be William.
And then we'll use the default rate.
That's the speed it's reading at?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, now try it again. So there's quite a variety of voices. This one has a particularly
sonorous and dignified
Tom Brokaw-ish kind of thing.
Good.
Listen to the way he ends his
words. You said they also have German and English and other accented voices as well.
67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are
created voice. Equal. It's really neat.
Now we are engaged in a great civil war.
I don't think Lincoln sounded like that. Actually, they say Lincoln had a very high-pitched voice.
Really?
Yes. No one knows. We don't have any recordings of him, but that's what they say.
Wow.
It would be more like 67 years ago.
It doesn't have the same
Well, this
gravitas.
Has what I imagine Lincoln would sound like, right? I imagine Tom Brokaw.
Nasal Midwest accent. Okay.
So there's an example of how you could use it in an educational setting where you could have these self-running things. And just to show you one other example along with that idea, I have one here that's called The House is Blue, which is multilingual and has a little bit of kind of interaction with it. So,
and again, this is using a Spanish or another voice that would fit.
So this has multiple languages.
Welcome to an example of multilingual text-to-speech on
That's Mac the built-in Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
The House is Blue.
We're going to learn how to say The House is Blue in multiple languages.
Das Haus ist blau.
Wow. Is that
das
Kepstrom?
Haus ist blau.
Mm-hmm.
Das Haus ist blau.
Haus.
Haus.
Blau.
Blau.
This is fantastic for training, for teaching. Wow.
Even in Mexican Spanish.
La casa es azul.
La casa es azul.
La casa es azul.
Okay.
Casa azul.
And because you don't have to record this ahead of time, you could, in fact, have a lot of sentences automated. That's shouty again.
House.
This is the Canadian version. trailer park boys.
So you can see that, you know, there's a variety of things that, you can do with this, technology. And in order to make it, all you have to do is download the self presenting slideshow from the website.
This is at automator.us. The wonderful, wonderful automator.
And then
site.
You just drag the slideshow that you want to use on top of it, and it replaces the internal slideshow in the application with that one, and then it becomes a double clickable thing.
So that application just sits there, and you drag to whatever presentation dragged to
so it. So then, you know, your job is just, you know, putting in the tags and figuring out which voice you want to use.
Automator.us/selfprezo.
Yeah, that's SELF-PERZO, Prezo. And Kepstrel at Kepstrel.com has a great selection of voices. Some of the character voices are really very interesting.
I'm excited about that. I think that's really fun. And, of course, I can't wait to see Leopard. We're going to have some really very, very high-quality voice built in. Sal Segoyan, you're the greatest. Sal's stuff, a good place to go for all of the things you've shown us is automator.us.
Yes,
you get a lot
always,
of great stuff there. Not just Automator, but I guess some Apple scripting stuff too as well. And of course, Sal comes back very frequently to join us on MacBreak. I hope you will do the same. We'll see you next time. I'm Leo Laporte. Thanks for joining us on MacBreak.